Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We are getting you set for week 4 of the Big 12 football season. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We're your Heartland College Sports. We're glad that you're here. Make sure that you are subscribed, as always, to the channel. We appreciate that, and we are glad you are joining us. We have got conference action, two of the biggest games of the season happening this weekend in the Big 12. Let's get to what is going to be a very busy and very fun Saturday in particular, and I will start with some of the picks that I like this weekend. I'll give you 3 picks against the spread as we get it started here, and then we'll get to the big games of the weekend as well. So let me start. We've got, first off, a good slate, couple of big conference games. Let me start with one of the games that I really like here in the Big 12. All right, let's kick it off. BYU and East Carolina. So I like to do something where I take a game and I say to myself, what do I think the spread is? And then what does the spread end up being? And in the case of this game, I was like, okay, BYU is going to be a pretty sizable favorite. They should be against East Carolina, even though it's on the road. And I look at the game and I see that BYU is a 6.5-point favorite. And I'm like, really? That's it? 6.5-point favorite for BYU? How quickly can I jump on that? I'm all in on BYU. Now, BYU's defense has been incredible. If there's a reason to maybe say to yourself, I don't know about this one. They got the freshman quarterback. Is this really a team that's going to go on the road and cover a touchdown spread? Yeah, it is, because the defense is that good. Okay. And East Carolina is a team that has, to its credit, played up in competition and played some teams, fairly close. They lost to NC State by a touchdown. Good for them. They've blown out Campbell. They blew out Coastal Carolina. But BYU is a totally different beast, especially on that defensive side of the ball. And that's where I see BYU just keeping East Carolina in check. And the Cougars then offensively are only going to have to put up, I think, something like 20 points to cover this number. And I believe that Bear Bachmeier and company, LJ Martin, can do that against this East Carolina defense. So that's where I see opportunity at BYU minus the 6.5 in this game. And they've had a week off. They're rested. They're not going to be caught looking ahead. And on top of that, I'm looking at where the money's at here on wagertalk.com. And there is more money. 57% of the money is on East Carolina, but the line hasn't moved. Not even half a point. That means to me the smart money is on BYU here to go on the road and get the 6.5-point cover against East Carolina. So I'm going to hammer the Cougars in this game. I like them to go on the road. Legs are fresh off the bye week and get a solid win. And it's not like this game's at like 11 a.m. on the East Coast or something like that, right? It's a 6:30 Central game. So it's not this West Coast team goes east for an early kick issue that you sometimes get in college in the NFL. That's not in play here. So I like BYU to cover the 6.5 points on the road against East Carolina. I'm fired up for that one. I can't wait. All right, next up here, where do we want to go? Well, I lost my place on my phone with the schedule. All right, I'll give you another one I like when it comes to the picks. I'll just do these right out of the gates, because I'm not making a pick against the spread in the top Big 12 games. I'll give you picks, but it won't be my official pick against the spread. The other game I like against the spread, Wyoming plus 13 against Colorado. I like that one a lot going into this weekend. Colorado may end up at the bottom of the Big 12 standings. Now, Oklahoma State may say, hold my beer, but Colorado does not look good at all. They look like a mess defensively. On offense, it's not looking much better at all. Questions all over the place in terms of who's even running the offense. Pat Shurmur, fans are fed up with him at OC. And now they got to welcome in a Wyoming team that, yeah, last week got blasted by Utah 31-6. It says more about Utah. You might think, well, you know, Wyoming's, they're going to be feeling it. They played Utah last week. That's going to be tough for them here, right? Well, it might be, but to me, this says more about what Colorado is not this season. This is not last year's Colorado team. That is becoming very evident very quickly. They are near the bottom of every Big 12 standing so far this season. I know it's early, but when you're looking at things like total offense, they're 14th. Total defense, they're at the bottom. They're 16th. They can't get the running game going. They're second to last in that, only ahead of Kansas State. Defensively, they don't stop the run. Second to last in that category as well. Now, some of this you might say is unfair because they have played better competition than most teams in the Big 12. Good point. And if you're a Colorado fan, that's fair to bring up. But then you have the eye test. And the eye test isn't much better than the stat test is for this team right now. So yes, they're home. Yeah, Wyoming had a tough loss to Utah last week. But frankly, I don't think that matters here. I don't. I think that Utah's a really good team. I'll get to this game with Tech coming up later in the show. But at the same time, Colorado has a lot that it's got to figure out. And I do not feel good about the prospects of the Buffaloes this year based on what I see with the eye test, what you see in the numbers. And I think Wyoming goes in there and covers the 13-point spread. And this is amazing. You want to talk about a stat that you will not get anywhere else when it comes to the betting lines on this thing? Get a load of this. All right, you ready? 93% of the money's on Colorado, and the line hasn't moved. All the wise guy money here is on Wyoming. If the line is not moving when 90% of the money is on one side, it means the big money's on the other side, and the game also is not getting a lot of action. So give me Wyoming plus the 13 points here on the road against Colorado. And then my other pick that I like here a lot this weekend in the Big 12. Let's go to UCF, Central Florida, taking on Bill Belichick in North Carolina. Well, I like UNC to cover a 7-point spread. Now, the last time we saw UNC, you're probably thinking to yourself, wait, hold on. Last we checked on UNC, they were getting absolutely blown out by TCU. Yeah, they were. TCU is a good team. I'm not convinced UCF is. North Carolina's gotten back on track. Now, you know, they played Charlotte and Richmond, so I'm not going to go nuts here with who they played. But I also think that Bill Belichick was always going to take some time, and I actually think the best thing to happen to his team was getting blown out in that TCU game. Guys were feeling themselves for no reason whatsoever. They had no business to be as cocky and arrogant as some of them seemed to be going into that game. They hadn't done anything. They had Bill Belichick as a head coach. And I think that with Belichick's football knowledge, these guys are going to get better and better and better by leaps and bounds as the weeks go on. And I believe you'll see a different team against UCF than what you saw in week one against TCU. And getting out of that circus act that was that week one game is a good thing for UNC. And I just, you know, I don't love what I've seen from UCF. I mean, they've only played two games, and yeah, they're 2-0. That Jacksonville State game wasn't pretty. And then it was NCANT. What do I do with that? I don't know what you possibly can do with that. So now they have a Power Four program coming into town who, yes, got blasted by another Big 12 team just a few weeks ago, but TCU is a team that looks like it's ready to compete atop the Big 12. You can't compare TCU to UCF here and say, well, it's a Big 12 team. Just can't do it. So I could see North Carolina pulling this game out outright, not only covering the seven, but winning it. So when I saw it was a 7-point spread, I said, how quickly can I sign up for that? And the other thing here, similar to the Wyoming-Colorado game, it's early, but 89% of the money is tracking on UCF. People are just like, oh, it's North Carolina. They're going to get blown out. But the line's barely moving. It's moved by half a point in some books, hasn't moved in others. If you can get the seven, get it. If not, buy the half a point just to be safe. But I like North Carolina plus +7. I think that's also where the smart money is at going into this week in that game. So those are three picks that I like this week. BYU minus -6.5, Wyoming plus +13, and UNC plus +7. So the other games that we've got here, we've got SMU, TCU, we've got West Virginia, Kansas, Arizona State, Baylor, and then Texas Tech and Utah. So let's just touch on the other non-con game for a second, SMU and TCU. So TCU back at it this week, beating Abilene Christian last week. This is going to be a great follow-up test for TCU. And I do like the Frogs in this game. I'm very high on TCU. I think that this is going to be a top five team in the Big 12 and all is said and done. It would not shock me for a second if they find themselves in a position to compete in the Big 12 championship game. That's how impressed I've been with them. It's only been a couple of games, but it's been a really impressive couple of games. And then SMU bounces back with a win over Missouri State last week, but this comes following their blown fourth quarter loss to Baylor the week prior. So SMU does not look like the playoff team from last year at all. And TCU is right up there. It's early, but TCU has been really impressive to watch. Now, the defense, you might question that a little bit last week against Abilene Christian, but they've had a weird schedule. They played Monday night, week one. They were off the following weekend. They come back. They play an FCS team last week. Now it's back into a groove taking on SMU. SMU has just been, especially from that fourth quarter on, underwhelming over the last couple of weeks. And TCU, to me, is a team that's going to be able to take advantage of them, especially through the air. I mean, you guys know I'm high on Josh Hoover. I think he's the best quarterback in the Big 12. So I like TCU in this game. I think it's a high-scoring game, something along the lines of, I'll say TCU wins it 35-27 over SMU this weekend. Now let's talk Kansas, West Virginia, shall we? The Jayhawks are home after the bye week. West Virginia's coming in real hot following their win over Pittsburgh. And that concerns me a little bit. But let's dive into it here on Heartland College Sports. Make sure that you are subscribed. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad you're joining us as always. As a part of the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
So, here we go. Kansas last blew its game against Missouri. The defense let them down. The offense didn't keep up its pace from early in the game. and they end up losing that border war. But it was also, I think, a good reality check for Lance Leipold's team. But this week, I'm looking at Jalen Daniels, and I'm saying, can Jalen Daniels get this offense humming against a West Virginia team that feels to me it's further along on defense than it is on offense? Nico Marchiol was fine. He did enough to win the game last week against Pitt. But let's be clear, the defense to me won them that game for West Virginia. And their rushing defense has been, early on in the season, the much better part of that defense as well. So I'm looking at that and I'm saying to myself, okay, they're stopping the run. West Virginia is also doing a very good job getting to the quarterback early in the season. That's been an underrated part of this West Virginia defense thus far. And you look at Kansas and you say to yourself, okay, I'm not sure this defense is in a place where it can really slow down a high-octane offense, but that's not West Virginia. So I've got Kansas off a bye. I've got West Virginia off, I mean, an incredibly emotional rivalry victory, a win that sets Rich Rod up for a lot of runway here going forward in Lawrence, Kansas. As much as I love that performance last week from West Virginia, I can't sit here and say that the Mountaineers are going to go on the road and win this game, especially after what I saw 2 weeks ago against Ohio. I can't get that performance out of my head either. So while Jalen Daniels will carry this team as far as he can possibly take them, he's got to make sure he doesn't have any mistakes. He cannot hang on to the ball too long. If he does, this West Virginia defense is going to be all over him. And I think he's got to also get rid of the ball quickly, because that's something that I think he can take advantage of against this West Virginia defense. That's where I've seen some soft spots in this defense so far from Rich Rodriguez. And if he does that, combined with effectively and smartly using his legs, Kansas will win this game. And I'm going to take the Jayhawks to win the game over the West Virginia Mountaineers at home by a final of 31-21 over WVU. Both teams playing their first Big 12 game of the season. Next up, let's talk Arizona State Baylor. You ready for that conversation? This is a game that before the year I thought would help decide who was going to play for a Big 12 championship. And I still think it can. I'm not as confident based on what I've seen from these two teams early on, but I think it still can play a big role. Make sure you're subscribed right now on the show if you love the Big 12. So with that, Arizona State has the loss to Mississippi State on its resume. And they were winning the game. Of course, they blow it late. We all know how the game went down, right? You have a Baylor team that has also had a, you know, up and down non-conference. They're a team that right now goes out there and they lose to Auburn week one, and then they go on the road and they beat SMU, followed by their win over Samford. So all that's happening, and you're looking at this Baylor team and saying, what exactly are they? Well, you've got a Baylor team right now that I think is having major problems, especially on the defensive side, all right? This Baylor team cannot stop the run. Arizona State's been very good running the ball so far. Arizona State is right now third in the Big 12 in rushing yards per game with 232 yards per game, trailing only BYU and Utah. So I think that Arizona State is poised to run all over Baylor on the road on Saturday. And if you're going to win on the road, you get that running game going early, you are going to be in a great spot. And that's what I see Arizona State establishing early and often. You know, there have been questions. Sam Levitt was awful against Mississippi State a couple of weeks back. But maybe Mississippi State is just a better team than what we expected. They are picked to finish near the bottom of the SEC, and I'm not saying that they won't, but that's a tough road environment that Arizona State was in. And I'm not saying Waco isn't difficult, but listen, I've been to Waco, and I love you guys in Waco, but that road environment is not Mississippi State slamming that dopey cowbell, which should be illegal, but we'll save that for another conversation on another day. But it's that running attack for Arizona State that I see having success against Baylor. That'll give them the pacing in this game that they're looking for and will set them up to be in a spot where they can go on the road, they can win the game, and they can beat the Baylor Bears. But they're going to have to put points up because Baylor is going to score. Baylor is absolutely going to get it going. The question is, can Arizona State slow down the game enough? Can Sam Levitt be a dual threat guy on Saturday? Can Relik Brown at running back also have himself, I think, a pretty big day? Then you've got yourself something cooking. All right, then you're in a very good spot. But you also have to slow down Sawyer Robertson just enough. And I admit, I've got questions as to whether or not Arizona State can do that. Because right now, this Arizona State defense is at the bottom of the Big 12 in passing yards allowed per game. So I can't sit here with a ton of confidence and tell you that I think Arizona State will absolutely be able to do that against a Baylor team that throws the ball all over the field and does it very effectively. But I think that switch is going to turn on. And if they slow this game down a hair, that's where Arizona State is going to find itself victorious. So I like Arizona State in this game, and I'm picking them to win on the road by a final of 27-24 over the Baylor Bears. Meantime, let's talk Texas Tech and Utah, shall we? The game of the week in the Big 12. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, and we would love for you right now to subscribe and catch all of our Big 12 content. It's an early kick, 11 a.m. Central, 10 o'clock Mountain Time on Fox. Big noon kickoff, Tech and Utah, in what is a top 25 showdown in the Big 12 Conference. So this game is a game that I believe will be a preview of the Big 12 championship game. I picked Texas Tech to play Utah in the Big 12 title game, okay? So I know some people think I don't like the Red Raiders. I picked them to win the Big 12. But they're going on the road. They're going to a very difficult environment. They're going up against what I believe is the best offensive line in the Big 12. They're going up against a team that, outside of BYU, may have the best running defense in the Big 12 as well. We've seen that play out so far pretty impressively early on. And while I think it's a coin flip game because I'm high on both of these teams, the home field advantage, I believe, is going to be real in this one. And the dual threat ability of Devin Dampier, to me, is going to end up being the difference maker and why I'm picking Texas Tech to win this game. Excuse me, I'm picking Utah to win this game at home. I'm picking Texas Tech. Take a sip of water here, reset. I'm picking Texas Tech to win the Big 12. I do think we'll get the rematch, and that's where Texas Tech gets its revenge to win the league. But I'm picking Utah in this game. I think that Kyle Whittingham as a head coach has been in more of these big games. He's at home. He's better prepared for these big games, and he will know what he needs to throw at this offense and at Joey McGuire to slow it down. And that's the thing. Can you slow down Baron Morton? Can you slow down this passing attack that, yeah, is at the top of the Big 12 right now? And I just think that this Utah team and this Utah defense is perfectly poised to do that in the early season. And that's something that I'm looking at right now and watching and saying to myself, you know what? They're going to keep this Texas Tech offense in front of them. They're not going to allow the big play. They're going to make Texas Tech earn this thing through the passing game downfield and wait for a mistake. And that's where I think this Texas Tech team will struggle. And then offensively, I see Utah just owning time of possession in this game. I see him working methodically up and down the field, Dampier with his legs, also in the running game, and doing enough with the passing attack to get out of Salt Lake City with a win at home over the Red Raiders. And Utah wins this game by a final of 21-20 over the Texas Tech Red Raiders. There's my pick for that game. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us. Make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. As always, we appreciate you being here as a part of the show. I did not forget the Friday game. I'll give you that here real quick. Oklahoma State taking on Tulsa. So Mike Gundy may very well be coaching for his job in this game. This is a Cowboys team that, of course, is not in a good place. They had a bye week last week. Now they have a Friday night game against Tulsa. And they look like a team that is ready to move on after getting blown out by Oregon 69-3. As embarrassing a performance for Mike Gundy as you could find. And that Colorado game to end last season was arguably the most embarrassing game of Mike Gundy's tenure. Two of the last times we've seen Mike Gundy on the field, his team has been smoked. The Colorado game to end last season on a Black Friday, and then the Oregon game a couple of weeks ago. That is as brutal as it gets when you think about what this team has been through over the last, you know, year and a few weeks. So it's not a good scene for Mike Gundy and the Cowboys. Should they beat Tulsa? I mean, yeah, they should beat Tulsa, right? I mean, they're a double-digit favorite. They should beat Tulsa. But you may recall, even last year, they struggled at points against Tulsa. And you thought to yourself, oh, whatever, it's fine, it's Tulsa. You know, they're just kind of getting warmed up in the season. They're not thinking about it all that much. And then what happened? Well, the season totally unraveled from there, and it was all downhill. And it was, you know, it went downhill the following week when they lost to Utah at home in a game that we thought might be a Big 12 championship game preview. It obviously turned out not to be. But they struggled a little bit early against Tulsa. They blow them out, and then they end up going 0-9 in conference play after that. And the rest is history. And now we are where we are, where Mike Gundy is potentially coaching for his job. Tulsa's not been good this year. They lost to Navy last week, lost to New Mexico State a couple of weeks ago. They have a winner of Abilene Christian. Oklahoma State should win this game running away, 35-13. If they don't do it, if they don't cover, if it's close late, the questions will not go away. But I will show some confidence in Gundy. And I'll pick them to win something like, 30-13 on Friday night. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference. Hit that subscribe button now. That way you never miss a show. And we have much more coming your way soon. We cover the Big 12. I am biased when I say better than anybody, but we do it better than anybody. And we're glad that you're here as always. Subscribe. We'll talk to you soon. And go Big 12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.